SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Ang punong ministro ay ipinasyal ng Australian Defence Signals Directorate sa Canberra, tahanan ng pinakamataas na opisyal sa intelihensya ng bansa. Doon tumanggap si Malcolm Turnbull ng balita tungkol sa bantang nakaharap sa Australia na ginagawa sa pamamagitan ng cyber hacking sa gitna ng diumanong pakikialam ng Rusya sa politika ng Estados Unidos. Sinabi ni Ginoong Turnbull na inaamin niyang nakialam ang mga Ruso sa pamamagitan ng hacking at sa paghanap ng maiimpluwensyahan sa eleksyon sa pamamagitan ng Peking Balita.
Threats like this from wherever they come are of great concern to our nation, to our government, to me as Prime Minister. We have to ensure we maintain the integrity of our political process. There will be a full briefing by our cyber experts to other political parties, other political leaders when Parliament comes back. We need to be aware of the threats and how to mitigate them and protect against them.
Ang punong ministro ay pinuri ni Professor Nigel Fair, Director ng Center for Internet Safety sa University of Canberra dahil sa pagtataas ng alerto. Sinabi ng profesor na hindi lamang ang pisikal na hacking ng computer organization at individual ang dapat ikabahala.
What we've seen, particularly via the US election, is the proverbial fake news stories, for example. And we've seen lots of undercurrent through social media, through other platforms, websites and the like, where messages can be distilled, messages can be changed, they can be spun, they can be whatever. We're seeing not so much a technical hacking, into the platforms, into the infrastructure of organizations, as important as that is, but more the use of social media and other associated platforms.
Sinabi naman ng ministrong tumutulong sa punong ministro tungkol sa seguridad ng cyber na si Dan Tehan, ito ay isang issue na nasa ibabaw ng politika. Samantalang walang ebidensya na nahack ang mga politiko sa Australia, naniniwala siyang magiging mangmang sila upang isipin na walang panganib sa hinaharap.
Because this goes beyond political games, this goes to the heart and soul of what we are and who we are as a nation. We have state elections coming up this year. We have to make sure that they are protected, that when Australians go to vote, they can have confidence that there is no compromise of our electoral system and our democratic process.
Ang alarma ay nagsilabas sa mga pinuno sa politika ng buong mundo pagkatapos ng isang ulat ng intelihensya sa Amerika na nag-hack ang Rusya sa mga computers ng Democratic National Committee sa kahabaan ng eleksyon sa Amerika noong nakaraang taon. Pinaniniwala ang dalawang espiya ang pagkatapos ay nagpalabas ng 19,000 emails pagkatapos makakuha ng encrypted information. Si Ministro Christopher Pyne ng Defense Industry ay lubos na nababahala sa banta ng online hacking na maaaring maging problema ng pambansang seguridad.
And what exercises my mind as the Defense Industry Minister is impressing upon business that they are potential targets for cyber espionage as other countries and companies attempt to get into our defense system through our subcontractors in defense. So one of our critical requirements for Australian business is if they want to be a defence supplier, they have to have as good a cyber security as the Defence Department has itself.
Ayon naman kay Nigel Fair, nagiging mahirap sundan ang pinanggagalingan ng mga nag-e-espya sa cyber.
It could be a single hacker on behalf of a state. It could be the whole apparatus of an entire state, just going at it really hard. So everyone's got their own motivations online, whether you're a serious and organized criminal, an activist, or a nation state. While we're sitting here today, there's people thinking of the next way to exploit a system, exploit a person, or even exploit a government.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.